sir, let's talk about what it is that we're seeing. We've seen the increase in gas prices. We're all feeling it. We're seeing an increase in food prices. And then we have the Fed moving up its timeline, as CNBC reports it, for rate hikes. So before we get to the food conversation and the gasoline conversation, the Fed making this announcement yesterday that they're seeing the possibility of these interest rates rising, what is that a cue for the rest of society?
Well, Tony, what's happening is for about the past 10 years, inflation's only been around 2%. Yet this May, it was 5%. This is a serious problem. And the Fed, in response, they've announced they intend to increase the Fed funds rate. What they're hoping, Tony, is that the intention alone is going to reduce the fears. Because, Tony, the most important thing to know, inflation is really bad news. I mean, it destroyed economies like Greece and Cyprus and Italy. It is bad stuff, and we need to do everything we can to prevent that from happening. It hasn't happened in a long time, but it looks like it may.
When we talk about Greece, and specifically, you're also talking about a radicalized level of spending. Maybe I've spoken too soon when we talk about the spending in the United States. So let's get into some definitions. How do you define inflation, and how and what are the conditions by which we can see it growing here?
You know, inflation is a very simple calculation, Tony. It's too much cash and not enough stuff to buy. And there's only two people in this country that can do that: the Federal Reserve Board and the federal government. And without getting into the nerdy math, when President Biden spends trillions upon trillions upon trillions of dollars, he's causing inflation. And at the same time, the Federal Reserve Board, they can cause inflation by pumping cash into the economy. And they've been doing this for a while now, and it's finally caught up with them.
Talking to Dr. Matt Will, economist, University of Indianapolis. But let's be clear, Donald Trump was a spender. So why do I have inflation now as a conversation? I didn't have it then.
Well, you know what? That's a great point. And I think you and I have even talked about this on the air, is that we weren't fans of the spending that Donald Trump was doing. But the economy was growing. Like I just said, more cash, you also have to have more stuff. And under Donald Trump, the economy was exploding. It was doing great. So there was lots of stuff to buy. Now there's not. The economy is slowing down. Even though we've had a V recovery, that's kind of a holdover. And it's still, there's a shortage of goods and services. There's a shortage of lumber. I mean, you name it. There's stuff out there we just can't buy. You try to buy a car, Tony, good luck. The semiconductors don't exist to put in the cars. You're on a waiting list. There's not enough stuff. The economy is going too slow.
The not enough stuff conversation on cars, for example, is, of course, real. General Motors expect inflation and the semiconductor chip shortage to cost them $3 billion by the end of this year. That's a big, giant number. When we talk about the lumber issues, lumber prices have come down a touch, but it's still the ability to find lumber that is, of course, the question. So as we look at these things, you have to ask yourself, well, where is the end in sight? And are there things that are done through financial policy, monetary policy, a la the Fed, that fix this? I'm not saying I'm a Fed guy. I'm asking, is the raise in interest rates the only thing the Fed can do to try and be a hedge against this impending issue?
There's lots of things they can do, Tony, but they don't want to do it because the Fed has said there's nothing to see here. These aren't your droids. They're calling this transitory. That means they think it's temporary. Inflation's here for a moment because there's demand for product, but there's not enough supply of stuff. There will be stuff soon enough. So they're just doing a head fake, like we say in basketball. They're not really taking it seriously. And I don't know if they're going to. Maybe if we have 3 or 4 months of high inflation, maybe they'll take it seriously. But Tony, they aren't doing anything. They're just saying they might do something at the end of 2023. That's not enough.
Well, what are they supposed to say? I mean, in all honesty, if they say, oh my gosh, it's inflation, we're all going to die, then they're guilty of creating a panic. That's something they would have done under Donald Trump, but they'll never do politically under Joe Biden. So is this Fed, as led by Jerome Powell as it was during President Trump, are they more political? Or are they just trying to keep markets at as much rest as possible?
You know, you said it very well. There's a theory called political monetary policy. And I think what you're seeing here is exactly that, political monetary policy, because I think the Fed is afraid to say to the federal government, you're spending too much money. I think they're afraid to do that.
And we should at least be clear.